You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, yesterday, Western Springs had a lion in preparation for today's protests on Queen Street. The strike is about the seeming inaction from government on issues of climate change. Year 13 student and school strike for climate, Auckland spokesperson Luke Wijan joined producer Bonnie Wild to discuss the lion. Wild started by asking what reaction the group is hoping to get from the strike.
It's quite a big deal to get thousands of kids to lie down in the street, in Queen Street, which is probably the busiest street in New Zealand almost. So we're just mainly trying to get those kids comfortable with the idea and knowing what they're doing before we do the actual lie-in on Queen Street today on Friday. But yeah, it's also a great opportunity to get some media in to build up some hype for the evening news so we can try and get more people down for the strike at Altair Square.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, have you been contacted by other news agencies who are going to do it on the television maybe?
Yeah, News Hub will be doing it. I think they've got a story about St. Kent's have been trying to censor their kids, take away their freedom of speech and freedom of association, ones who are trying to talk to media outside the school about going to the school strike. They came in and pulled the kid away, yelling about expelling and basically just bullying this kid for talking to the media. So I think they're going to try and contrast that with how Springs is reacting, and with this huge event to show our solidarity and show that we're all going to go there, because it is such an important event to us. You know, we love our planet way more than we are scared of detentions.
Yeah, I love that. I saw that quote there. I thought that's great. And yeah, what is the school's reaction to it? Obviously, they're quite supportive.
Yeah, supportive enough to let it happen, I guess. Our school was one of the first principals to come out in support of the strikes, the last strikes on March 15th. There are still a couple teachers which are questioning of it, but no, Western Springs definitely has way more support from the teachers and upper staff than other schools around New Zealand.
Yeah, and what do you say, obviously there was a lot of dialogue about this with the last strikes, but to the criticisms that people were saying that students are just doing this as an excuse to wag?
I find that quite funny, because so many students have put in so much extra time to be at school to organise this. I think they maybe overlook how much work it takes to get everyone there and to, you know, organise the sound systems, the liaison with the police, get the posters out. We've all spent so much time at school, like extra, than if we had just not done that.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we can wag any day if we want to go to Macca's or something. But this is way more important than this.
Yeah.
This is thousands of kids coming together to send a message. That message being that our government is asleep at the wheel and we need them to wake up and declare a climate crisis.
Yeah, and what exactly is it about this, the lion style of protest, that makes it distinct from other kinds of protests? Why is it that you choose?
Mainly for that messaging that we do want the government to wake up. I think it's quite, like, it's the photo of the protest that sends the message. And the photo of this one is going to be thousands of kids lying down on the street, blocking Queen Street.
Yeah.
So I think that sends a pretty stark image. You don't need to see any words or anything, because no one's going to when they're scrolling through their feed. You'll just see thousands of kids sending that message that we want the government to wake up.
Yeah, it's almost sort of in this modern age. Yeah, for you on social media and stuff, just having that clear in one image without having to read any placards or anything. It's almost the style of protest for the 21st century.
Yeah, I think it does work really well in 21st century, but it's also quite an old form of protest. They were doing it back in the 70s. I think lots of cyclists do it. When a cyclist dies, they'll have a big die-in, they do, but we're doing a lie-in because we've got different messaging there. And if you think back, the biggest one we've had in New Zealand was only 700 people. So we're keen on the Friday strike to break that record.
Yeah.
And we think we can do it. seeing as we got thousands at the last one and the hype we're hearing around this one.
Oh, that's super exciting.
Yeah, so as long as we have more than 700 people, we'll be happy.
Yeah, awesome. And so, in general, what is the sort of the consensus, what's the attitude that you're getting from secondary school students at the moment towards climate change?
Well, all of the high school kids I talk to, climate change is the biggest issue on their mind. There's nothing else that really plagues our society entirely that could wipe us all out. You know, the UN keeps warning us that we've got 12 years to act before we completely destroy the planet beyond the point of no return. You know, they just came out with a report saying if we don't act now, we'll have a million species facing extinction. It's like, I think students care more about climate change because we're the ones who it's going to affect.
Yeah.
Like, our parents' generation are likely to die of old age, but we're all probably going to die of climate change.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you don't find many students who are against the strikes or who are against climate action. I think that's only really in the boomer generation that you find people like that.
No, it definitely is a terrifying prospect. And I wonder too if, like, obviously speaking as myself as a young person, do you feel like there's just like this sort of impending dread or just this extra stress that's put on teenagers, especially when it's already a really stressful time of your life? Do you feel like there's this stress that's hanging over you guys?
Yeah, fully. And then when you do try do something, you've got all these schools across New Zealand trying to censor you and shut it down and tell you to, you know, sit down, not rock the boat. The adults will deal with it, when clearly if we look to the last 30 years, the adults have been doing nothing.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.